This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's different than the contest line.
Yes.
This is where you can make comments, send photos, have an opinion, whatever.
Sure.
We love
don't,
to hear from you.
Don't text odd to our number. Text it to 72881.
Right. Earlier, you did a story about Aretha Franklin. The reports yesterday were she's on her deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
She won't make it through today.
Right.
And this morning, she's still with us, and mm-hmm. we are getting now mixed reports, including that she's getting hospice care. And people wrote in saying, my sister was in hospice care, but they came to her house for her care.
Oh, well, perhaps that's what CNN was saying.
650 says, hospice is often at home. So she might be at home and having help in.
Yeah, I hear hospice. I think last stage nursing home.
My aunt, when I visited her in New York and she was in hospice, it was a place.
Yeah.
It was not at home.
Right.
And it was bad news.
Well, that's your last stop.
Right. Wasn't it Neil Schon? Neil's wife that crashed Obama's party with then-husband?
Yes.
Isn't that how she came into the spotlight?
Yeah, and then she became a Real Housewife of D.C.
I think they were a Real Housewife when she did that.
Oh, was she already?
Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah, she was, but they...
It was a TV bit. They
had
did.
A whole thing as party crashers. Like, wasn't that sort of their thing? They would show up at stuff?
I don't know about that. Yeah. I just remembered the White House one.
Yeah, the Obama one for sure.
Yeah.
That was where I first ever heard of her.
Mm.
Michaela, what was his name? He had a... His name was...
Salahi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good call.
415 says, Holly Holm gave Ronda her first defeat. Then Amanda Nunes knocked her out in her last fight. Yeah, it was two fights. Like, Holly Holm ended all that confidence and that bravado and the indestructible thing that Ronda Rousey had going.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a ton of stuff lined up,
oh,
too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like movies and people were...
Ronda Rousey was it.
And then after she got beat, it was never the same.
No. No, in fact, she went like,
she
with her tail between her legs, yeah. And you didn't hear from her for a while.
She hid for a while and then...
And then Amanda Nunes beat up Holly Holmes?
No, and then I think...
Oh, Ronda tried to
Ronda
come back.
Ronda tried to come back a couple years later and lost again, and that was that. And now she's a wrestler, which is the story you told. Who was she talking about? Some
Wrestler who'd passed away.
Right.
The
Anvil?
The Anvil. Who just fell down and hit his head. Uh-oh.
408 says, I was in sock feet when a delivery guy showed up at my door. I slipped and fell and broke my foot in three places.
Oh, that's awful.
A friend slid in her socks on the hardwood floor and got a huge splinter jammed in her toe that's still there 3 years later.
God.
That's from 408. Don't do it, people. Sock feet. It's ridiculous. You'll think you got this until your 40-year-old ass is broken on the floor.
Dude, if only I still had a 40-year-old ass.
One time I stepped on a toothpick, and I was on crutches for like a week. I had to take the bus everywhere.
Oh, my God.
It was horrible.
Did it go straight in or something?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it was awful.
Oof.
510 says, oh, my God. I'm geeking out right now along with you, Sarah. Oh, my God, Steve Perry. I can't wait.
I know. I can't
I'll
either.
Be tuned in.
Like, what's he been doing? Steve, you're back.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back.
8 o'clock, 8:10.
Yeah.
Tomorrow
morning. Steve Perry has a couple new songs.
We're trying to
get them, by the way. Apparently, they're not out.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get them so we can debut them tomorrow.
That'd be great.
Yes.
Or it'd be nice if we could hear them so we could say how great they are.
415 says, Journey Escape was my first concert, too, at the Cow Palace. So excited for you all tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Thank you, thank you. Perfect day for Feeling the Journey. My favorite song.
Aww. Feeling that way. Oh.
925 says, Steve Perry's coming on?
Yeah.
I think I just pooped myself.
Oh. I was so stunned when, I mean, he's just, Michael Martin, our boss, came into our office yesterday. He's like, so casually, would you guys be interested in having Steve Perry in studio? I'm like,
I thought he was joking.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was making fun of us.
Well, that's, and so I, right, because we're always playing Journey, yeah. Or play, right, whatever, classic rock thing.
Yeah.
And I look up and I'm like, yes, we would be interested in that. And then he proceeded as though it was real.
I know.
It's like,
And then
my bowels have loosened. I may need to run to the bathroom real quick.
Oh, please.
I thought it was like punishment for all the Kansas that we played yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, man, he's
yeah.
He's
just,
mad at
he's
us.
Just.
408 says, waking up to hear if Vinny's voice is there. Good morning. Hashtag baby watch.
I keep waking up to see if Vinny's voice is here, too. It's mm-hmm. crazy.
Well, there'll be a text. I will most definitely text and say, we're hospital bound.
It's happening.
It's on. When my wife and I cut the cake at our gender reveal party to find out what gender of our baby would be, we had Journey's Don't Stop Believin' playing in the background. So happy to hear Perry is coming back.
Well, they don't say if it's a girl or a boy.
Right. They didn't say.
Tell us what it was.
I love riding my Harley at night in the summertime. I have a Daymaker headlight. And it lights up the whole road, and there are no other vehicles to get in my way. Yeah, you don't have to be anywhere, so it's not a deal. But being on the freeway or having to rush to get somewhere mm-hmm. can get sketchy. And that's when, I mean, I swear, we started talking about this because my brother's in town, and he's an avid motorcycle fan. He's got like four of them. He built one of them as a chopper he built himself. Oh. He's into it.
Yeah.
Really into it. So we started talking about that, and I hear all the time when I go to the bathroom, because KCBS is on in there,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
the traffic report, motorcycle down.
Yep.
Like, that's a person that's on that thing that's mm-hmm. not going to be okay.
Who wasn't in some kind of cage.
Right.
There were no airbags.
That person
no
is not going to be okay for sure.
Yeah, Bryn.
408 says, hi, Vin. Morning. Is this the brother that lives by Sandy? Yes. This is Keith. Uncle Keith,
Jan,
he's the middle brother. Motorcycle engine sides, 300cc for me, female beginner, 1100cc for Uncle Keith. Yeah, he's got two beasts.
Yeah. And you said it was over 1100cc.
I don't, what is the biggest bike that
you can have up to like 1800.
He's got a crotch rocket that's one of the one of the big ones.
If he has like a Hayabusa, it could be a 1200cc, and those go 200 miles an hour.
That's, I think, what he's got.
Yeah, those are.
That doesn't seem necessary.
Bad boys.
And he got two of them.
And it's hard for your back, too, especially as you get older. You know, bending over like that.
So you don't get pulled off the bike by the wind?
Vin, with all those motorcycles, yeah. Does your mom not talk to him, too? She stopped that. She did that to me when I had a motorcycle.
She must love you more.
I don't think that's it. I think she realizes the bikes are staying, and she's not going to get her way on this one.
Plus, she can hear him coming a mile away. Oh, I think my son Keith is coming to see me. He'll probably be here in about 15 minutes.
What was the, you guys said something about a baby. Someone just texted back.
Oh, is it a boy or a girl?
It was a boy. Andy was born on 8/18/17 at 8/18, and it was our 5-year anniversary.
Oh. No.
I like 81818, Ben. That's a Saturday. It's a good day.
Now try for 8/18 too during the day, 8 p.m.
Yeah, or 8/18 in the morning. Nighttime would be more convenient, probably.
408 says, Vinny, your 4-year-old daughter believes the sun rises and sets on you. She looks lovingly at you and wants to hold your hand and is proud of you. Your 15-year-old daughter... I have one. Thinks you are ruining her life, are the dark shower over her social life, and you are dumber than dirt.
Yeah,
I can ruin her day with a record 2 words. Good morning. However,
are you talking to me?
When she gets hurt or gets her heart broken, she reverts back to that wonderful four-year-old loving daughter that needs you and loves you.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying not to be selfish in life as I have a kid now, because that's me, selfish. So I try not to. I find myself going, all right, I'm going to put my stuff down. Let's go. Because I understand that. She will be like, bye, Felicia, or whatever that is. Right?
That was the best thing about Riley going away to college last year is mm-hmm. that he came back. Like that he had been just awful as a teenager. And then he went away to school and he came back and he had like a new appreciation for us and he had matured a lot. I know he's much more demonstratively affectionate now mm-hmm. where for years I was not allowed to touch him or I just want to hold you and cuddle you like the old days. Just sit in my lap just for a while.
Sit in my lap.
Don't you love when you're holding your child in your lap and they're just leaning their head against you
four.
And touching your hair?
He's a grown man.
I don't care. He's always going to be my baby. I just want a day of holding him and having him fall asleep on top of me. It goes so fast.
Have another one.
No, I don't even think I'm physically capable
of
this.
Oh, you are.
I'm 50-something. Please.
Right.
I'm not having a baby. Don't be ridiculous. I do want some grandkids, though, at some point.
510 says, trade jobs, get money, because no one wants to do simple home repair anymore. That's for sure. Yeah. I do not. I will hire you. I'll have you out to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
This toilet won't stop running. Well, all you have to do, I'll just tell you all you have to do. I'm like, what are you doing here? I had you come out. Do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
I'm not trying to save any money.
Yeah, I'm already paying you for the visit.
You're here.
I don't care.
When you leave, that needs to not be running anymore. I'm going to go. Sheesh. Appreciate the help, but no, you do it. Thanks. 408 says, when are you coming back to Vegas? 92 degrees, and I'm here relaxing by the pool listening to you via radio.com app.
Oh.
We should go back to Vegas. God,
I would love to.
We had some pretty fun times in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Las Vegas.
707 says, hey, Sarah, did John and the kids get to go to the Cake concert in Boston?
They didn't wind up going. I know. It was actually,
why?
I think it happened last night. We're just crazy right now.
What do you mean?
So John's starting school this week, and Riley's got to go back to school, and John's getting ready for Burning Man, and we have all kinds of crap happening at our house. My brother's coming in less than 2 weeks now. It's just,
what does that have to do with anything?
I have to get everything ready. Oh, that is what's happening. I get home at my house, my hands are just in the air, like, oh, what's happening? Oh, it's a frenzy at my house right now. So we had just gotten back from St. Louis. Like, we just don't have, we're not, unfortunately, they didn't get to go.
Oh,
I know.
It's too bad.
It is too bad. It's really.
510 says, my daughter and I met Steve Perry at Downtown Disney a couple years back. He was so kind and friendly.
Oh, just ran into him?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
On Downtown Disney.
Well, he's at Disneyland, probably taken in a day. I mean.
Sure.
He's Steve Perry the whole time. He has to know people are going to be like, hey, you're Steve Perry.
It seems like he would be, you know, he's been out of the public eye for so long, it seems like he could just put on a hat and glasses and melt in.
I'm a radio guy and people recognize me at Disney. He's Steve Perry for crying out loud.
That voice of yours, he's not singing, you know. All you have to do is keep talking and people go, oh, that's Vinny. I can hear him. I think he's about three blocks away from here.
Yeah.
Listen to you. E-40 was at Barry Bonds' retirement ceremony on Saturday. Yeah, they retired 25 over the weekend.
He is a huge Giants fan.
E-40?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thought you were still talking about Steve Perry. I'm just thinking about him in my head. I'm sorry. Are we talking about E-40? I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, we moved on. E-40's dad is a blues guitar player, Earl the Pearl, and still lives in Vallejo.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. Find some Earl the Pearl.
Yeah, let's play some Earl the Pearl.
Love old blues music.
You do. You're funny.
You don't?
No, it's all right. I just, you know, you're funny. Like that, of course you do.
Nothing pops up.
Oh, no?
I'm
too bad.
I'm going to keep looking.
I mean, that's what rock comes right out of that. That
no
is
question.
Where rock's from.
Yeah.
Yeah, love me some Too Short. E-40 lives in Black Hawk next to Steph Curry.
Oh.
Yeah, E-40's done well.
Yeah.
I think they're saying he's not in Vallejo anymore, everyone.
Not in the hoe.
Right.
V-Town.
Valley Joe.
My boyfriend and I ran into Too Short at the airport, and he flew Southwest and was hella cool. And here's a picture of...
Oh, Southwest.
Too Short. Well...
Saving his pennies?
Yeah, why wouldn't
so.
You?
Oh, funny.
What's the difference?
Doesn't have first class?
Yeah, Southwest doesn't have first class. It just has seats, and you just go on and take
one.
Well,
yeah, if you're hopping, if you're just yuck. Flying from here to L.A. or here to sit, what do you mean, yuck?
I don't like that.
I don't like Southwest. That either.
Yeah. What?
No way.
Man. 510 says, Vinny, thank you for the recommendation of Bill's Wheels in Santa Cruz. My ecstatic 14-year-old niece is a proud owner of a new longboard. We told them you sent us.
All right.
I will also post to your Instagram. That's cool. They probably went, who? So,
right.
You didn't need to.
Probably not.
I'm sure they did.
Well, good. You're on the radar now.
They're like, oh, good.
Yeah, whatever. Give me my money and get out. Wait, no, that's not. That doesn't, she doesn't say that.
Get bored and get out of here.
Right, there it is. Back in the day, in eighth grade foods class, the class before ours decided to pull a prank and switch the salt with the sugar. Needless to say, our snickerdoodles tasted awful. Those pranksters.
Those crazy kids. Well, they ruined it. They're booing themselves. Yeah. I mean, now you can't eat the snickerdoodles, you fools. Good joke on you.
LOL, and now the Bay Area will be texting Sarah and Vinny over the great debate over Icy versus Slurpee. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh.
415 says, Icy all the way.
Icy. Yeah.
I don't like that those slushy drinks. I get that ice cream headache. Mm. You know, that's why I don't want frozen margaritas, too.
Mm.
Just like, mm.
Yeah, but
I can't drink it fast enough.
At least the frozen margarita gets you ripped.
Yeah, there's that. At least there's that, Vin.
That actually sounds good. Putting maybe some vodka
in an icy.
Right.
Actually, that might be an improvement.
That sounds delicious.
I'm sure that's a thing. I'm
sure.
Positive of it.
Huh. Just so sugary. They're not for me. Got to keep the sugar out of your drinks. You wind up with a hangover.
That is.
Oh,
true.
Is that? Yeah.
That's true.
Is that pro tip?
Pro tip, yeah. Stay away from wine coolers, kids. Unless you like barfing.
Good morning, family. My adult daughter just got up, came into the dining room where I was eating breakfast and listening to Alice. She says, good morning, Mom. Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, Vinny. I laugh and she says, well, they've been here every morning as long as I can remember.
Oh, that's a great story.
That
oh, my
so
God.
Sweet.
And I love that. Well, good morning to you too, adult daughter.
Absolutely love Girls Like Us. Heard it first in concert and loved Adam's performance. Song of the summer. Good morning. I wanted to thank you guys for sharing Bryn's fake IRS scam last year. When they called him and said he owed money, if he didn't pay now, he was going to get in trouble. I got that call last week, and I heard Bunny's voice saying, the IRS doesn't call you. They mail you letters. They never call. I realized the scam and messed with them back so much, he ended up hanging up on me.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, thank you for doing what you do. I've been listening since I was a kid, and now I'm 32, living in Newport Beach, and can't go a day without you.
Oh, thank you for keeping us in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the nice things about modern technology. Well, it's bad for us because we don't get any syndication money, but you can listen to us wherever you are.
There goes that syndication money.
Those big checks.
520 says, as a motorcycle rider, every ride may be your last. Nothing like that freedom or 30-minute commute to anywhere in the Bay. Mm-hmm. Mm. If you're willing to take that chance.
I think it's going like that for you, right?
It goes the same way for me.
Right.
As we're facing each other.
Because for some reason.
Your polarity's off.
Is it my polarity? Hold on, let me turn. Yeah, no, it's me.
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah. When I pan my thing to the left,
you.
It goes in my right ear.
What are you two talking about?
It's not you, it's me.
The headphones.
My husband and I make a combined $170K and lived in Sac and couldn't buy. Oh. We just moved to the Atlanta area to be able to purchase. But you've got listeners in Atlanta now.
Well, that's good to know.
That's from 702. Worldwide. I just moved to Arizona after growing up in the Bay Area. Sad.
Sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
It
that's
is.
That's absolutely sad.
Right. This is your home. This is where you want to live.
Well,
screw you.
I think even for people who have been able to somehow scrape the money and save and maybe even, you know, marry someone or get with someone who's got some combined income and you can get a home, can you retire here? That is another reality.
I'll tell you something. That is because at 13% state income tax, you can go places where there's zero. That's that much more money for you to have every year on a fixed income.
I've certainly thought about, I wonder if I'm going to find myself having to buy in another state after I've got no more income, because how am I going to pay the tax on the house we own?
Right. Right. No, it's no joke. It's not. The reality is hey guys, breaking news. It's really expensive to live in California.
Did you punctuate that, Sarah?
I didn't. That was Bryn. You think I'm in control of the sound effects over here?
Me.
You and your
buttons
farting.
Over there too, Sarah. That was a live fart into the mic.
Do us a favor and hold on to those things when you're talking
framed.
To Steve Perry, would you?
Oh, you don't think he'll be into that?
No.
He won't get a good giggle out of my fart jokes?
All right, go ahead and try it.
Okay, I'll try it tomorrow.
Let's
8 o'clock.
See how it goes. Hey, Steve Perry.
Hey, Steve. Do you like fart jokes?
Pull my finger. Steve, pull
hey,
this.
Steve.
All right.
Can you pull this? Steve?
You guys, I just know that I'm doomed. I shouldn't talk on this phone call tomorrow.
We're all laughing as everyone's going to stare at you when it's time to talk to Steve Perry.
And I'm going to black out.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take 2 steps back from my mic.
Why? You're so awful. I need supportive satellites around me. Oh, Vinny.
Oh, and I'm just going to play fart sound effects.
Blame them on the dog.
Awesome. This is going to be
gonna
so much fun,
go
guys.
Ahead and take a quick break here. We'll be back. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Great show today, you guys. I had a good time. Really fun time. We're going to head off and do a secret show now. And that's a podcast we do in addition to this one. And we'd love it if you check us out. Mm-hmm. It's on RadioAlice.com, but also on Radio.com or wherever you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to it and give it a listen. We do bad advice on there, and I got kind of a kooky email today that I'm going to start with.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, people are out there doing all kinds of stuff. You just don't really realize. I don't know. I was just surprised by it. That's
all. What do you mean? What kind of stuff? Tease us real good.
I don't know how much I can say without.
Is it sexy?
Kinda.
Oh.
I'm not sure. Was it one I gave you today?
Uh huh.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, if you're intrigued, listen to the secret show. By the way, it's not censored, and we do swear, so it's not for
It's not for prude people.
It's not for prudes.
And you know another.
Or kids, 18 and up only.
To your point, I agree with you that we hear some things often where we're like, oh my God.
Who knew that was going on
out there? And I think, you know, every now and then I'll say something about how I, you know, have to help myself and, you know, watch a porn video for inspiration. You'll get that person that writes it. I can't believe that's right. Yeah. Dude, boys take care of that one thing often. That's nothing. Mm. The stuff we hear about, you're like,
I know. Well, and it reminds me of the live secret shows where not only will people tell us this stuff, they'll stand up in front
of hundreds
of people and ask us for our advice on something where and the story just gets worse and worse. He's just like, well,
or better and better.
Right. Worse for them.
Sonoma stands out at the moment.
Oh, it
but,
does.
You know.
Oh, that was quite a.
Well, that was 2 years in a row.
Mm. Oh, right. Because we got a little update the next year, this past year. I'm just hoping. I mean, if we go back there next year, I'm hoping we can, you know, get chapter 3 on that one. Anyway, the secret show's happening. Tomorrow on the show, Steve Perry. Steve Perry of Journey has new music.
Mm-hmm.
And he's about to be you're going to be hearing all about him. And, you know, this
on this show.
Sure. Well, yeah, on this show and beyond, I'm sure.
No, on this show.
Only on this show. This, right. This is the exclusive home for anything you need to know about Steve Perry. Right. So he's going to come on tomorrow. Hopefully, we're going to get those songs, at least so we've heard them before he comes on. Mm-hmm. And then we may get him in person toward the end of the month, which is, you know, if we're well behaved.
I'll ask him if he'll hum one of them. If, you know, yeah. If we can't get them, mm-hmm. maybe he can hum one.
Yeah. Just a little hum. Just hum the melody. Oh, it sounds like a hit, Ben.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
good.
That's maybe we can get some. I don't know. Let's see how playful he's going to be.
We'll see. Right.
You never know if someone's not a morning person or.
Especially a rock star.
Didn't
yeah.
want to be a rock star anymore because he didn't like interviews. We don't know. We're going to find all this out tomorrow on the show around 8 o'clock. Have a great day, and we'll see you on Hope Day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.